Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie Peters, the networking guru, my retired business partner. I believe I have to actually say that every time now. It's part of the contract.
It's so you remember.
And also my mom. Hi, Mom.
I'm a taskmaster.
You are a taskmaster. You're trying to beat it into my head one way or the other, right?
Yes. Yes.
So how are things going?
Things are going well.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any exciting stories today.
What about the garden? I'm always interested in the garden.
It's okay. It's not a good year. I think I have to have my soil tested because it's not a good Debbie garden this year.
We aren't having a whole lot of luck with ours either. Of course, ours is basically two pots out in front of our house that have tomato plants in them. And this year, of course, Elizabeth decided to try and grow a zucchini plant in there as well.
In the pot?
In the pot, yes. We discovered that really doesn't work well. We got two zucchini out of it, one of which rotted.
So. Oh, no. Well, I for the first time in my life, I lost my zucchini to some sort of borer disease. It bored into the stem and killed the plant.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I've never had this before. And it's in the raised bed. So that, you know, to have a borer disease. So I've got to read up on that. Although, you know, it's not like, you know, zucchini can become prolific.
Well, yeah, that's what it seems to be. You either have none or your neighbors start locking the doors when they see you coming.
So. Right. Yeah. And don't, just because I don't have any zucchini, no one needs to, you know, send any zucchini to me. I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Well, honestly, this is actually a nice segue into what we've been talking, what we're talking about here is the whole idea of productivity. And we're talking about, in this case, how we can use approachability to be more productive with our networking.
Yeah.
And you had an experience not long ago.
I did.
You wanted to share because honestly, you've apparently been sharing it with everybody.
Yeah, this is probably an old story by the time everyone hears this, but I had an appointment this week at my hematologist, and he's with the Toledo Clinic, which their main location is up a half an hour away from me. But the best news is that they built a new location in Maumee, which is just minutes away from me. And So Monday I went in for my appointment. You know, I go in into the little, you know, entryway and then go to the left to go into the main area. And there's a gentleman standing at a lectern a ways away. And I'm thinking, yeah, here comes the, you know, 16 questions about COVID and probably going to take my temperature and, you know, all the stuff. And instead, he stepped out from behind the lectern, met me. He came to me and met me, introduced himself. Hi, I'm Larry. And have you been here before? Because obviously it's a new place. And I said, well, I was here for the ribbon cutting. And actually their radiology lab is at the back of the building with a separate entrance at the back. And I said, I've been here for radiology, but you know, this is my first time to see the doctor here. And he said, well, who are you seeing today? And I told him, Dr. Finney. And he said, let me take you to him. And so he walked with me to the elevator and said, you'll be seeing him on the second floor. He pushed the elevator button. And when I get in, he said, now hit the, you know, button for two. And when you get off, right in front of you, Jill will be sitting and she'll check you in. And then you'll be sitting in pod A. She'll show you. It's just around the corner. And that's exactly what happened. I got off the elevator. There was Jill. She took care of me. And I sat in pod A for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nurses came out and got me and did their thing. And then Dr. Finney came in and did his thing. And then at the end of the appointment, the doctor walked me out to the gentleman who would be scheduling my next appointment and introduced me to the gentleman and introduced the gentleman to me, the doctor.
Wow.
I was so impressed.
I mean,
and I thought, go ahead.
I was just saying that's a level of a service of customer service that you don't expect to see really anywhere.
Well, you know, and I thought about it because, of course, we teach, you know, all these networking concepts. And I thought, First of all, they turned me into, as Scott Ginsberg says in his book, Power of Approachability, he talks about turning your customers into raving fans. I got turned into a raving fan within less than 5 minutes. And, I've told a whole bunch of people, so I'm, sending that message out there. But it just also made me feel so comfortable. I feel so connected, like I'm one of them, you know?
Well, it's so interesting because they are making, I mean, we've all been in situations where there's that person behind the lectern and you are expected to walk up to them and they will deal with you there in their place of power, if you will.
And yeah, and not the COVID people are not always very friendly. COVID question people.
To be fair, they've probably dealt with some people that
Yeah.
are grouchy. But this person actually came to you,
Yes.
which is a huge thing if you think about it from an approachability standpoint. It is, I mean, it's meeting you in your world instead of waiting for you to come to his.
Yeah, because if you think about it, when you enter a situation like that, and I'm sure they're having, and I don't know, maybe they won't continue this, forever, but most people that are probably coming in maybe have not been to the new building. And so it's an uncomfortable feeling. And the more you approach that person, the more pressure there is, the more uncomfortableness, because, what's going to happen is that feeling. And so instead, he came out and he truncated that. He cut it right off and he didn't even allow it to grow.
It's kind of interesting because you talk about this and it really applies to a lot of different areas where we could be applying our networking skills. In any retail establishment, I mean, you have the option of standing behind the lectern, or do you come out and become a part of the guest's experience? I know that.
Well,
Go ahead.
I told my friend Jeff Langendorfer, who is with Buckeye Community Bank, and they just built a new location, a new branch in Perrysburg. They used to be in Maumee, but now they're in Perrysburg, and their main headquarters is down, I think, in Dublin, which is near Columbus, or near, yeah, near Columbus. And so as Jeff jokingly calls it, the branch is just amazing, as he calls it the Taj Mahal, because it doesn't look like a bank when you walk in. There's this huge room that's just interior design, beautiful, just gorgeous. And then the offices are along the sides of this big long room. So there's, as you walk into a bank, there's no teller station or anything like that. And right now they don't have anyone doing this, but he said they have a project in process right now where they're training people, where they're going to be doing something very similar to what I described to him from Toledo Clinic, where they're going to have someone, I don't know whether they're going to have a lectern, but they're going to have someone at the door welcome and say, I'm so glad you came in today. And why are you here? And if the person, maybe they're going to open a checking account and the person at the door says, come on with me, I'll help you do that. So it's they don't have to sit down and wait, unless let's pretend they want to come in and see Jeff and he's actually either on a phone call or meeting with someone else. They'll say, well, let me take you to the chair right near Jeff's office, and when he I'll let him know you're here, and when he's available, he'll see you. I mean, think about that. Amazing.
Well, let's break this down a little bit. So
Okay.
you talk about first of all, we've already mentioned the whole idea of stepping out from behind
Yes.
any sort of barriers. You're basically making a you don't want that wall between you.
Exactly.
And we've seen this at and we talked about it at business expos. That's a you
Sure.
see this all the time at business expos where people, they are paying often to be at these expos. They've got their table that they've paid for, and then they stand behind the table.
No, they sit behind the table.
Well, I'm giving them benefit of the doubt. But even, okay, let's just dispense with the whole sitting behind the table because right there, I mean, that's you're basically ignoring the people around you. But standing even behind the table, there's still that barrier between you.
Yes.
And I've seen this, I know people kind of laugh, but I go to Dragon Con every year, and they have a huge vendor hall there. And I've walked around and just kind of observed what different vendors were doing and how well they did it. And I saw, one gentleman, he had a relatively large booth, but it was set up so that you walked into it.
Into
And
his room.
it was his room, and he was standing there in the middle of it, welcoming people. This guy, he created Japanese katana swords, and they were not cheap. They were anywhere from $500 to several $1,000. And he
Sounds like
told,
something your brother would want to buy.
it's possible, yes. But he told me every year he sells out. And I think that honestly is because he is literally welcoming people in. He's telling people about how these things were constructed. He's interested in their collections. And meanwhile, down the way from him and is another booth area about the same size, but it's got tables in front and the people are sitting down behind. All they're selling is tchotchkes. And when I talk to them, they're complaining that they just can't seem to get people to buy from them. And I think a lot of it has to do with, are you welcoming people in? Are you taking an interest in them?
Are you approachable?
Are you approachable? So now the other thing that I saw you were talking about is that they actually connected you from person to person to person. I mean, Larry didn't directly introduce you to Jill, but he said, Jill's going to be there waiting for you as soon as you get off the elevator. And one of the things I know you do at networking events is you try to make the introductions, right? And that makes you a part of their world. And I think you said that you made you feel when Larry was doing this, Larry's connecting you with Jill, it made you feel like you were part of the family already.
So I didn't have to get off the elevator and go, am I supposed to see her? Or, I mean, I had a name. I was able to say, hey, Jill. And she's like, hi, how are you?
Well, and then I know that you being you're the president of the Maumee Chamber Board, right? I know that you are attending a lot of those events, and I'm sure you are making those same introductions to make people feel welcome and part of the family.
I'm not doing a very good job right now.
Because you can't hear them still.
I can't hear with what. Hopefully within the next several months I'll be better at
I'm sure it's getting better all the time.
it's rather snail-like, but we won't even go into
Won't go into that. We'll talk about that next time.
Okay.
But what else? I mean, what other lessons can we take from this? They've welcomed you in. They've taken an interest in you. They've walked past the barriers. What else can we learn from this?
You already mentioned business expos, and we have one coming up for the Maumee Chamber in November. And I think the fall is kind of the time for business expos to happen, where they're actually business expos as opposed to just a general expo where people who are not business people are attending. Again, think about what is the setting that you're setting up, because basically your table that day and your space that you have is your off-premise location of your business. And if you have a table in front of you, it's like pulling one of those old time accordion bar gates across. And so people are like, oh, I don't want to go there. Because first of all, it's scary for people at business expos, if you've been to one, to go up to people because you don't know what they're going to say. Just like I didn't know what Larry was going to say. How many questions is he going to, am I going to get hog-tied while they try and sell me something? Is that worry? So one thing that I learned from John Steele, who was my mentor way back in the 80s, before some of you were born, we were at a business expo, and he said, first of all, we're going to stand out front. That's the first time that I learned that from someone, because of course our owners had the table and they were going to have a stand behind the table. John said, no, we're going to push this table back and we're going to stand in front of it, and then you're going to stand at this corner and I'm going to, so at the either corner of the front, And as people come, you make eye contact with them when they're halfway through the other booth, halfway walking, and then start talking to them before they even get to your booth.
Wow.
So basically you're meeting them without walking out and, in interfering with someone else's booth space, but you're, by the way you're reaching out to them, it's kind of figuratively meeting them halfway and
Well, and
making
that
it easy. Go
some,
ahead.
something that you didn't specifically say is that you aren't interacting with each other. You're not talking with John.
No.
You are actively engaging the people that are coming your way. You're certainly not on your cell phone, looking at whatever. You're not on your computer tapping away. Your purpose there is to meet and
Connect.
greet and welcome and connect to the people who are walking past.
Yeah. So that's something that people can think about is get either, you can't usually get rid of the table, put the chairs away. You do not need to sit down. I'm sorry. If you need to take a break, hopefully you have someone at the booth with you that you can just go sit down out in the hall or whatever. But when you're sitting down, you are unapproachable in any networking. That's what I tell people when they go in and sit down for a lunch meeting and they sit down on the table right away. You have immediately said, don't approach me because people don't want to approach a back. So that I just went off on a tangent. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I was actually at a business expo. I was exhibiting, and it was kind of set up so that there were some appointments, so people would
Oh,
be assigned to come and talk to
yes.
you, which was kind of interesting. But again, they were set up with I have a chair behind the table, and there was a chair in front of the table, so you could sit across. So my idea was I'm going to move them both out in front and we could sit down like it's a conversation nook instead of
Yeah,
instead of the power desk move,
exactly. Yeah. So, and again, thinking from the business expo point of view, start chatting with them to start making that connection and ask easy questions that they can answer that aren't manipulative questions. Like, hey, how's the expo working for you today? They, it's kind of a closed-ended question, but you're beginning to engage them, and it doesn't feel like I'm going to ram something down their throat. And basically, all you want to do is ask them questions. You don't want to, unless it's a selling expo where you're actually supposed to sell and everyone understands that. Really, all you're doing is developing a relationship at the expo so that you can then decide whether you want an appointment later that's an official selling appointment.
One of the things I like to do is when they come up, I say, "All right, what's the coolest giveaway that you've seen so far?"
Oh, what a great idea. I love that, Greg.
Because honestly, there's always little tchotchkes and things that people are giving
Yeah.
away, and this place there was like one person had like boxes of cookies, and I'm like, "Well, thank you for letting me know about that." All right. Well, is there anything else we need to talk about with regards to approachability?
I think we've nailed this one. In fact, it was nailed before we started because Toledo
Because
Clinic has a down pat.
it should be obvious, but a lot of people don't do it, and as a result, they may be less successful than they would like to be. All right. Well, thank you all for doing. Let's try that one more time.
Oh, and you can't take this out, Greg.
I know Mom always gets mad when I edit out my mistakes, but leave everybody else's in. All right. Thank you for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please do comment on our Facebook pages. The information's in the episode notes. We'd love to hear about your experience with approachability. Maybe you had experiences similar to what Mom did with Larry, and you were surprised and impressed and became part of the family right away. If you'd like to hear more, of course, please do subscribe because we come back every single week and we would hate to miss you. Until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you later, Mom.
All right, Greg, see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.